God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. Thanks for taking time to tune in to Do Not Keep Silent. Wanted to share with you some things of how to raise your children in liberty tonight. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Yeah, don't be a pushover. This is Do Not Keep Silent. If you're a student, you also would like to tune in tonight. I know you don't have children. However, you are, like it or not, still a child needing to learn how to live in Christ in total freedom. Again, my name is Jason Dezurek, your host for the program. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You can also find our parent ministry, Worldview Warriors, at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Tonight, again, taking some time to look through Ephesians 6. We'll even take a look at Philippians 4 just a bit. As we get started, though, for this half hour, 1 John 5, 3 and 4 states, in fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. 1 John 5, 3 and 4. Friends, when my wife and I began raising our children, six children, two sons, four daughters, the children that God has given to us, we knew we wanted to at least strive to raise them up, not only in godly ways, but for them to learn how to discern the word of God on their own to make good and right choices. I'm not even implying that we got everything right, because, well, we're humans too, and we make and made mistakes. It came out very early on, though, that we'd have two rules for our house. I've shared a little of this in the past, but I think it's time to share it again just a bit. Those two rules we had in our house were very simple to follow. Honor and obey God and your father and your mother. Rule number two was do not lie. And in our home, we taught first-time obedience to all of our children at a very young age. By only having these two rules to follow, our home actually became a very permission-giving household. Our children learned the importance of liberty versus shame, fear, and control. This also freed up my wife and me to be able to give our children grace when they might do something unwise or sinful. And we would allow God's, well, natural law to teach them the importance of benefits and consequences in decisions they'd make. I think many of us seem to forget that God has placed in this creation consequences and benefits that are natural to making choices. And those are there to learn so we can grow and become mature and complete, not lacking anything. And friends, we did our best to try to follow God's example in the Garden of Eden. Think about it, friends. God only gave Adam and Eve one simple rule to follow. One, that's it. Do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden. That was it. That was the only quote-unquote rule they had to follow. Now, if they did eat from it, God told them they would surely die. They would eventually receive a consequence, and they would die. You can see this in Genesis 2, 15 through 17. Again, I just want to remind us, everything else was fair game. Literally everything else was fair game. Just think about that for a moment. What was sinful was disobedience to God. Eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden. Nothing else was sinful. As it states in 1 John, God's commands are not burdensome. Dear friend, tuning in tonight, he truly desires for you to live without fear, shame, and control. That is his desire. He loves you. God's word is very clear, not to worry or be anxious about anything. We see that in Philippians 4, 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Friends, we need to shed the shackles. Allow Christ to break them. Get rid of them. Stop being so fearful and living in shame and being controlled by, well, sin. God's word also tells fathers to not exasperate their children and to bring them up in training and instruction of the Lord. As I continue on tonight, another thing my wife and I decided to implement in our household was the importance of first-time obedience. Some of you might be wondering, well, what does that mean? To administer discipline right away. Even if I'd be chilling out, friends, just relaxing, you know. You know how it goes, eating a bonbon, whatever. When you're done with a hard day of work. Right now I'm just sensing I'm supposed to speak to those who are, well, raising their children, maybe by yourself. A single mom, a single father. Look, I get it. You get tired. You've had a long day of work. You might want to, you know, not be the bad guy. You get home and realize, my goodness, I have to deal with this sinful behavior from my child. Dear friend, and I'm not guilting you. Please don't hear that. You have been given a responsibility by God to get up. Stop eating that bonbon. Put it down. Administer discipline when your child needs it. Not being mean, loving. We need to be loving. Friends, I could have chose to be lazy, whine, or make up some excuse that I was too tired from a hard day to show my children how much I love them in this way. My wife could have been too. Dear friends, if you would let our children, let your children get away with sinning now at a very early age, how much more would that take place later in life? Friends, I think the answer is quite obvious. We're seeing it happen in the society we're living in today. Friends, when we do not administer discipline, parents, when we do not administer, well, the hard stuff, our children would learn and do learn that talking back or being lazy or, well, sinning is okay. Our children learn that not honoring their father or mother and mother, well, isn't a big deal. Friends, I encourage us to really think about this. The slippery slope is real. For as many of you out there that tell me the slippery slope isn't real, I can assure you it is, and we're seeing it happen right in front of our eyes in the society we're living in today. The slippery slope is real. Again, if we would let our children get away with sinning now, how much more would that take place later in life? Friends, our children learned that talking back to their mother or father was not honoring, and that this was not obeying us the first time. We told them to do something, which, well, if they didn't do it, was disobedience. That this was breaking the first rule we had of honoring and obeying God and your father and mother. I plan to dig into this whole thing more later on. This is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
I have had a number of people ask me to give an update on how being in a health co-op has been for me and my family. Many people are now beginning to realize that expanding government-run programs, departments, and power is really nothing more than a huge loss of freedom and liberty. Still others want to expand the government's power and influence in the lives of individuals across our nation. And just one way people are struggling in this thought process is how one deals with their own or their family's health care. Well, dear listener, I'd like to challenge you in this whole thing and have a biblical worldview instead of a secular humanistic worldview and your mindset. You see, the choice really is up to you. Why not go find out more about this at my blog post titled, There Is a Better Way, Almighty God's Way.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, that's worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I'd like to continue on that update just a bit for you. Again, my wife and I, this year we'll be married 25 years. Let me tell you, it just went super fast. We have 6 children, 2 sons, 4 daughters, in that order. 3 of them are out of the house. 3 are still in the house, with 1 graduating this year. Regarding this health share plan, we belong to something called Samaritan Ministries. There's others out there. One's named Liberty, another is MediShare, another that I know of is Christian Healthcare Ministries. Friends, I encourage you to find the one that's right for you and your family. Why do I do that? Well, because, friends, I'm not you. You're not me. I can sit here and tell you which I think is the best, but why? Friends, if we're really about expanding the kingdom of God, it shouldn't matter which one we belong in. Let's work together for the family of God. I will tell you this, for my family and me, we've dealt not only with, well, a child who had a seizure, a broken collarbone. My wife, well, dealing with things with her. Not going to go into that specifically right now. Simply because one of those things that we dealt with long before the health care plan, the health sharing plan, we had no insurance. We were not a part of any health sharing plan. And get this, drum roll please. The Lord provided. What did he provide for? Friends, this was back in 2007. My wife was pregnant with our 6th child. We had no health coverage whatsoever. No health insurance. No co-op, nothing. Not because we were irresponsible. This is a whole nother story. But friends, God called us out of the ministry we were at while my wife was pregnant. And we had to figure out, how do we pay for this pregnancy and the birth of this child? I say figure out, but what it really was, friends, was it was just a lot of praying and asking God to guide and direct not only us, but others who are in the family of God. Who do you put your faith and hope and trust in? People or Almighty God? And friends, I couldn't be more serious when I asked that question. You see, again, back in 2007, My wife was pregnant, had no idea how we were going to pay for this birth. It was a very stressful time for my wife and me. We just kept praying and asking God, what do we do? I kept doing what I believed God was calling me to do in the ministry we're in, Worldview Warriors. Lo and behold, somebody came to our door. I believe it was about 1 month before. I'd have to go back and look to make sure, but I believe it was 1 month before our last child graced us with her presence. Someone knocked on our door, came in, friend of ours, and they basically told us, my husband and I have been praying for you two and your family, and we believe that God is leading us to pay for this pregnancy. Pray for the birth of the child. And we were kind of dumbfounded. Obviously joyful, but at the same time, hesitant, I guess is the best way to put it. Because, well, we had five children before that we knew how much this really could be. We knew. We told her, you know, this could be $3,000, $5,000, $10,000. We have no idea how much this could be. And this wonderful lady told us, well, my husband and I have been praying about it, and we just believe the Lord has told us we are to pay for this bill for you. God has led us to do that. So, after a month, my wife goes into labor. We go to the hospital, let them know we're self-pay. No insurance. Believe you me, they were scratching their heads like, huh? The child's born. We get the bill in the mail. You ready for this? The bill from the hospital, thank the Lord, was $1,000. That was it. Again, my wife and I know that's not how much a child costs, so my wife called up the hospital asking them, are you sure this is right? Because this just can't be right. And they said, no, that's how much it is. So we get a hold of the lady who came and talked to us that they were to pay, or they were going to pay, for this birth. Again, a Christian brother, a Christian sister in the Lord. My wife lets them know, it's $1,000, and they're like, are you sure about that? That just doesn't sound right. And we said, no, that's what they said it was. The bill was paid 100%. I bring this up, friends, because who or what is your faith and hope and trust in? Is it in people? Is it in things? Or is it truly in Almighty God? You see, before I continue on here, not only were we blessed, but so were the people that actually paid the bill. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. As I wrap up, friends, discipline needs to be administered swiftly and lovingly. One way my wife and I chose not to exasperate our children was to make certain they knew why they were going to be disciplined for their action. I want you to really pay close attention as I wrap up tonight. This could literally take 30 to 60 minutes of our time to have a conversation with our child and talk out what had just taken place. I hope you heard that. It isn't just swift, wham, bam, done. Yes, administer the discipline and a time of talking, a time of, oh, lo and behold, communication needs to happen. We need to be patient, self-controlled in all that we do. Again, this could literally take 30 to 60 minutes of our time to have a conversation with our child and talk out what had just taken place, allowing our child to understand that what they did was breaking not just our house rules, but breaking God's law as well. It was very important for us to instill this into our children and to help them understand that as their parents, we weren't just making up rules willy-nilly, but trying to honor and obey God ourselves by doing this. Friends, we would do this behind a closed door with just one child who committed the offense, usually with just one parent. You see, this helped our children to learn that they could trust us and that we were not going to embarrass them in front of others, especially the other parent or their brothers and sisters. This also gave us the opportunity, my wife and I, to allow our children to learn about the wonderful gift of grace. You see, my wife and I learned very early on that that we couldn't share with our children every single bad thing that might happen to them by making sinful or bad choices. But it gave us freedom to discuss things with them later and give them some grace after talking to one another, so they could then have the liberty to make their own choice later on. I hope you're hearing that. So sometimes, and please hear this, sometimes we would not administer any discipline because they might have already learned the lesson needed to make a good and right choice on their own. If they had received a consequence for what they'd already done, there's no need to administer discipline. Why? Because of God's natural law. He's already given them the discipline needed through a consequence. So, in and through that, we give grace and say, you're not going to receive this discipline from us because God's already done it. Now you have a choice to make. You can continue down this bad path or choose the right way. If you choose the wrong way, know that that bad consequence will probably happen again. You see, that is how good God is. He's already put things in his creation that go with our decisions and our choices to help us to learn and to grow and become mature and complete, not lacking anything. After all, friends, I mean, it really is about a heart issue, isn't it? Friends, as I wrap up tonight, my wife and I, we've been married since 1997 and have been blessed with 6 children, 2 boys and 4 girls in that order. If what you've been hearing tonight interests you, I encourage you to go check out my book on living a life of security. I should say leaving a life of security for a life of liberty in the Lord. How being consistent changed everything. You can find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, you can find that there on the website, How Being Consistent Changed Everything. I thank you so much for taking time to be with me tonight. Again, these 2 rules that we had in our home and still have in our home: honor and obey God and your father and mother, and do not lie. I encourage you to begin tonight, begin tomorrow morning, of teaching your children how to live in liberty and not be a house of just law. Be a house of liberty in Christ, living out the freedom that he gives us. This is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
We see in Acts 2 that it says, "Now all who believed were together and had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as everyone had need." Well, today I'd like to challenge you, dear listener, with having a biblical worldview mindset instead of having a mindset that's a secular humanistic worldview. You see, the choice really is yours to make. Are you putting your hope and trust and faith in a broken and what I will call a slave-making system? Or are you putting your faith and hope and trust in Almighty God and his his people, you know, the church. As you can hear from that text I shared earlier, the biblical answer is to look to God Almighty and his people. To dig more into this idea, go read my blog post titled, There Is a Better Way, Almighty God's Way, today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. A few scripture verses for you to consider tonight as we get out of here. Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Proverbs 3:11-12. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. As a father, the son, he delights in. And lastly for tonight, Deuteronomy 11:19. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Deuteronomy 11:19. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Don't be a pushover. I'll see you next time.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.